the experts, the scientists, most, if not, you know, the vast majority of all the side effects from vaccine trial things are going to occur right away. So the longer you wait, you know, I get their philosophy, but it appears the FDA, the CDC, is very confident. That's why they've released it, that these vaccinations are, you might say, the wave of the future. The way they've administered these vaccines and how they've come up with the technology of the messenger RNA, they've been working on these for years. They've been progressing. We just kind of got ourselves in a state, for multiple reasons probably, that when something hits, we couldn't respond fast enough. So these vaccination companies, pharmacies, they've been working on this technology. So they were already way ahead of the game when they started to have to perfect it for the coronavirus, the COVID. So it's much more sophisticated, and the track record they've had for us to think, I'm going to wait 2 more years before I truly know what's going on. I think from a scientific point of view, they're very pleased. And that's why they stopped that Johnson & Johnson, to really make sure, to get all their ducks in a row. And yeah, you know, like President Trump said, that was probably bad PR because it made people a little nervous. But the fact they started it back up again with the warning and knowing that, hey, there, you know, we can do the Pfizer and the Moderna. So if I'm that young female, if it were me, I would say I'm going to do the Pfizer and Moderna because I don't want to even remotely risk if there is out there. Where young males, if you want that one-time shot, the J&J seems to be working just fine right now.